I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1090. Take it easy. In January, I led a marriage retreat weekend for another congregation. And while I was gone, Dr. Derek Voorhees, the president of Boise Bible College, preached for me. When I got back, people told me they really enjoyed his message. And I wasn't surprised. I like Derek, except he's a bit too tall. But I also wasn't surprised because his message was on how we all need to slow down. But now, it's one thing to like a sermon about slowing down. It's another thing to actually slow down. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, because Jesus said the two greatest commandments of all time are, and they're related, loving God and loving others. You can't separate one from the other. You know, when railroads were first introduced to the United States, some folks feared that they'd be the downfall of the nation. Here's an excerpt from a letter to then-President Jackson. It was dated January 31st, 1829. It goes like this. As you may know, Mr. President, railroad carriages are pulled at the enormous speed of 15 miles an hour by engines which, in addition to endangering life and limb of passengers, roar and snort their way through the countryside, setting fire to crops, scaring the livestock, and frightening women and children. The Almighty certainly never intended that people should travel at such breakneck speed. It was signed Martin Van Buren, Governor of New York. Huh. I don't think 15-mile-an-hour trains are our problem, but trying to live at breakneck speed still is today. It's hard to love well in a hurry. Just ask your kids. Even pop songs know the frantic pace is not sustainable. Anybody remember the Eagles song, Take It Easy? Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, and 1, she says she's a friend of mine. Well, take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I believe taking it easy is easily connected to loving like Jesus. And folks, it can be done. This is not a pipe dream. We can introduce a slower, more loving way to life by simply doing some simple things. Let me just give you some ideas. Commit to not look at your phone while talking to another person. Is that so hard? Take longer at meals. Don't wolf your food down and wander away. Stay present and converse with others. Walk slower. Jesus never ran. Make sure there's white space on the calendar each day. Or schedule a meeting with yourself or with God, and you can legitimately say, hey, I can't at that time. I have a meeting scheduled. Set an alarm on your phone when you're working to remind you to stop every hour to walk around, breathe, pray. Find a quiet space, a quiet place to be alone with God. I think it was Susanna Wesley who pulled her apron up over her head as a clue to her many kids. This is mommy time, don't interrupt me. Listen to music that doesn't ramp you up like music at the gym, but instead soothes your soul. And do something with the earth, gardening, hiking, yard work, get your hands dirty. Well, those are some ideas to get you started. The need is real, and the first barrier might be getting rid of the guilt that says, it's wrong to slow down. I need to go 50 per all day, every day, or I'm a bad person or I'm failing someone. The classic, it's okay to take it easy, is Jesus' approval of Mary when Martha was busy, 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 and Mary wasn't. Or you can jump over to Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Notice the verse doesn't instruct you to strive or perform, but it tells you to wait. And there are tons of Sabbath and rest verses. You can Google it and just soak them in. Glynis Whitwer wrote for Proverbs31.org, here's the problem. Hurry never gets me what I really want. I want deeper relationships with God and others. Hurry makes them shallow. I want to think more deeply about the Lord and the world around me. Hurry makes that impossible. I want to do better work, but hurry steals any excellence I hope to have. I want to serve others well. Hurry causes me to brush over their needs. Hurry steals the best from me, and so I must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from my life. We were designed to go at a slower pace, to ponder, to process thoughts one at a time, to focus on the face in front of us with tender care. And when we try to go at computer speed, we miss out on what's really important in life. Hurry robs us of the beauty God has placed in front of us and the grace others so desperately need. Here's the great question. Use a speedometer on your car as an example. What speed is your life running at these days? Is it healthy? And is it holy? And is it sustainable? Let's pray this prayer adapted from ibelieve.com. Dear God, thank you for your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Thank you for promising to give us, all of us, who feel rushed and worried and pressured, rest and peace for our souls if we'll just come before you. Thank you, Lord, for you already know all that concerns us and you care. We're so grateful for your reminder that we don't have to carry it all on our own. Forgive us for the times we've tried to fix things in our own power and not taken the time to rest or to come to you first with our needs and burdens. Help us to slow down, fix our eyes on you, and remember our true peace and strength are found in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me next time for episode 1091. And in the meantime, my one wish for you today is this. Take it easy.